Actor Richard Armitage is well known for his appearance in television shows like Spooks, Robin Hood, Vicar of Dibley and Strike Back, and for blockbuster movies like Captain America and The Hobbit Trilogy, and I'm hearing rumours of a tornado disaster movie. However, Richard is currently starring as John Proctor in Arthur Miller's modern American masterpiece, The Crucible, at the Old Vic Theatre in London, and he's here with us. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And we're okay, and we must apologise, first of all, before we get onto the theatre, our producer, Phil, once made you a cup of tea.
It was coffee, yes.
Oh, it was
terrible coffee.
Now I remember it. Weak coffee, yes.
And I remember somebody saying, I don't think it was you, obviously, because you wouldn't be impolite like that, saying that it was the worst cup of coffee that you'd ever had.
He's wearing the same jumper that he made it.
Let's not make it about him. Look, oh, thumbs up, everybody. Now, for anybody who has not seen The Crucible or doesn't know, obviously set in 1692, and it's about the Salem witch thing. Just explain the plot a little and who you play.
Yeah, in 1692, there was quite a specific outbreak of hysteria in a village in Salem, Massachusetts, whereby women and men were being cried out as witches, and many of them went to trial and hung. And it was quite a specific time that Arthur Miller had picked up on, because when he wrote it in the 50s, he was going through something in America called McCarthyism, yeah, which was the finger of communism pointing at people, and artists and careers were ruined. So he picked up on this idea. I play a character called John Proctor, who in the original, well, in true life, was probably in his 60s, but Miller makes him in his mid-40s and creates a center point of a relationship which has happened between Proctor and Abigail Williams, and she is crying out on his wife to kill her so that she can take her place. And that's really the crux of Miller's domestic story.
You've obviously made a study of this piece, as you say, you know, for many years. Would you still be nervous about getting it right, or are you pretty confident that you've got it all?
It was one of those roles that when I met with Yael Farber, our director, she said, why do you want to play this role? And I said, because I don't know if I can do it. And I sort of still don't know if I can do it. I think it's a play that it's elusive. It's like, we call it the slippery pig. Just when you think you've got hold of it, it slides away from
really?
You. It's such a big play. It's a 3.5-hour, 4-act opera. But also the role is something which, you know, to take John Proctor into his own crucible, whereby he goes to the gallows through choice to save his soul from damning himself as a liar in a community, is such a high point to take a human being to that it's something I don't know if I aspire to do that myself, but I certainly aspire to be a man that could, you know, choose that.
But you've actually been away from the theatre for quite a while, so not only is this a challenge for you, but getting back into the whole being on stage is probably
according,
a bit different.
According to the Daily Mail, it was 13 years. I was so shocked when I read about
was
myself.
It?
I thought it was about 5 years, but 13 years have passed, and it was the Duchess of Malfi with the Royal Shakespeare Company that was my last experience on stage. But it's not for want of trying and looking, but it just so happened that this particular role in this play with this director in that theatre, the way that the theatre has been configured in the round, was just one of those things I couldn't not do.
Great actors like yourself, love, often love. Think about doing. Isn't that the way you all talk?
Love.
I often wonder when you're in a movie. You know, I've asked Patrick Stewart and people like that this kind of same question, and the movie's silly. Some movies are. Do you think, well, I just can't wait to be back in the theatre? Or are you thinking, well, actually, I'm a theatre actor. I'm just doing this to make money so I can go back to the theatre. I mean, is all that thought process going on?
To me, it's all the same. Yeah, silliness is something that you kind of welcome, because even at moments during The Crucible, I think this is really silly. And I think that there's a place for a bit of silliness in all our lives, I think.
Good answer. I don't know if I answered the question or not, but I think it's a good answer.
But do you enjoy doing all of it equally then, really, the filming as well as theatre?
Do you know what? I didn't realise how much I'd missed being on stage until I walked onto the stage for the technical rehearsal and saw the seats. And every night now, you know, there is a fear of what's about to happen, but there's such excitement to be able to take this play in front of 1,200 people, and I'd forgotten what that was like.
Must be great that there's no hanging about as well. You know, you've got to come up with the goods now.
Now, and there's no, can we go again, and I made a mistake, let's cut and go back. I'm starting to miss being on film now.
Yeah, well, and now you've done this tornado movie, right? It's called Into the Storm. What was it like?
There's a lot of silly in that, I have to say.
Did you get to see a real tornado, or is it like green screen tornado? tornado.
It is, but I feel like I've seen quite a few tornadoes, weirdly enough. I have this thing about green screen where you create something in your head and you think you've seen it. And then I sat down through the final cut of the film where they've done all the special effects, and I was like, yeah, yeah, that's exactly what the tornado looked like when we did it. But it wasn't really there. No, I think it's going to be a little sleeper summer blockbuster. It's one of those movies that when there's lots of heavyweight stuff on at the cinema and you think, I just don't have the energy or the emotion to do that. What can we go see? Let's go see Into the Storm. I've been that cinema goer and I've chosen that movie, so I think it may be okay for this.
Brilliant. You can see Richard in The Crucible until Saturday, 13th of September. It's at the Old Vic Theatre in London. Richard, good to see you. Thank you very much. Richard Armitage, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good luck with everything. Thank you.